Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio with me, Sarah Maine. I'm the author, host, and creator of Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom. And my book is Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And today we're going to look at life and values, meaning and purpose, living a life of meaning and purpose. I get asked this a lot, which is quite natural because I was a teacher and I'm a transformational coach. I started my training as life coaching and executive coaching, but really it developed into transformational coaching because I found clients that came to me, they may have thought it was an executive coaching issue. I was, you know, it was a business-related or work-related issue. Or some people came for life coaching. It was more personal issues, you know, situation they wanted to deal with in their life. And yet it always came back to some area of transformation within themselves that then affected the change they were looking for in their life. So really I like to sort of consider it as transformational coaching. And I've done this for many years. And it's always often comes back down to living a life of meaning and purpose. And that's where you do your best work. It doesn't matter what work you're doing. It doesn't matter if it's a job or just, not just, but the work that you do at home for the family. It's doing it in the best way that has meaning and purpose to you, because that's when you give your best and makes the most difference to everyone else. And if you're living your best life, you really are making a change for everyone, because that's the energy that's flowing out from you. And it's incredibly powerful. So when I'm starting with clients, and let's discuss this now, is living a life of meaning and purpose. One of the places to start is, what are my core values? What's really important to me? What are my core values? How important are values in my life? And how do I live into those values? And what values do you find resonate with you and speak to you? And what is it about those particular values that attract you and draw you? And when did I enact or put these values into practice consciously? In a day, just an ordinary day doing something ordinary. When did I consciously enact them or put them into practice? And what examples can you think of others demonstrating those values? And this is just by way of getting your thinking going about values. Because in Sanskrit, values have two different aspects. And this is in my book, but it talks about the root of something. So the value is right at the root, the heart of something. But it talks about roots. It doesn't talk about heart. It talks about roots. So think of a plant growing. If a plant is thriving, we don't even think about it, but of course the roots are strong and healthy. But if someone isn't thriving, if you don't feel that you are thriving in your life, then the place to look is back at the fundamentals. Because like a plant, the fundamentals aren't right. They're not healthy. They're not strong. And that's where to start, because all the rest will take care of themselves like a plant. If you get the roots healthy, the rest takes care of itself, and, of course, the plant flourishes. So that's the importance of understanding values as like a root, the foundation. The other thing is values are like that which you honour. And Sanskrit has both, mulyam and arga. And the mulyam is the root. The arga is that which you honour. So when you value something, you honour it. And the example is like welcoming an honoured guest into your home. So you think if you have a really honoured special guest, someone coming, you'll tidy up, you'll give them the best seat in the room, you'll get them a beautiful cup out, you'll clean it, you'll make really special tea or coffee, and you'll give them the very best of what you have to offer. Well, the values that we welcome into the home in our heart, we honour them in the same way, but we honour them sometimes consciously, but often it's unconsciously, inadvertently. So we're not actually sure what we're welcoming into the home in our heart, where we're giving the very best of ourselves to them. It could be anger, but then again, it could be happiness, could be love, could be freedom, could be integrity, could be courage. Those values, if we welcome them into our heart and give them the very best of ourselves, the very best of our energy. And values, whether we're conscious of them or not, are infusing everything that we do every moment of the day. When you get up out of bed and get dressed, we're expressing values as we do that simple task. When we go to work, we're expressing our values when we go to work. Every moment of the day, every action that we take is an expression. We're acting into values. We're giving expression to them. The wisdom traditions see them as mighty energies, great powers in the universe. And they often depict them as gods and goddesses, because they have that sort of power. That's a depiction you can consider, and that's in many traditions. So when we think about values, it's so important. And when I work with coaching clients, that's where I start with what is important to you, and only you can answer that. Better that you come up with like 3 to 5 key things that are just really important to you. You don't have to work at this. You'll find you're just naturally drawn to them. And then, you know, for example, courage could be one, integrity, honesty, truthfulness, kindness could be one, love could be one. Freedom. And yes, freedom is a thing, but it's also a value. And it's a very important value. Patience could be a value that you really find you connect with. But kindness is a big one. I find that comes up quite a lot. But there's a wealth of possibilities. And then you can ask yourself questions like, what are my core values? Write them down. Start getting conscious about them. Start saying, okay, today I'm going to take kindness and I'm going to remember 3 times in the day to be deliberately kind, where I would normally just snap at someone, not bother, being very polite, actually thinking, no, my value is kindness. I'm going to live into that value when I speak to the bus driver, or I'm going to live into that value when I speak to my partner or spouse. Or courage could be one. I'm going to live into that value. So things like this is where we really start at the ground level, living a life of meaning and purpose. And it starts with what's really important to us, and this with our core values. Then we can address also questions like, what is life? What is important in life? And I've already talked about that in relation to the values. What could I do today that would fill me with joy? Are my actions guided by love or fear? See, all these questions is get you thinking. It takes you out of just your normal pattern of thought to some really important questions. And these are the ones that can start bringing our life into new perspective, start giving it new energy, new meaning. And simple, ordinary tasks that we do every day can take on a new depth of meaning if we actually address these core values. I've had some clients say to me when I've asked them, well, what are your values? They say, what's a value? So they haven't thought about it. And that's no judgment. That's a great moment to wake up to. And then they come back the next session and they've done some Google research, they've printed things out, they've started circling things. So already they're looking at things differently. So if you haven't thought about your values, do that. You could get creative, get a chart, get some paper, stick it up on a wall with some coloured texters and write things down. Get some pictures, cut pictures out of, a magazine, if you buy a magazine, or print them out or something, but actually putting them up on a chart or on a board somewhere can be really important and can help you get into the resonance and the energy of these great values. So remember, values are at the root, like a plant. They're at the root of everything. They're at the root of our life. And they're also that which we honour in our heart, like an honoured guest being welcomed into our home. And think of your heart as your home, so you're welcoming it into the home in your heart. And if you take in the value of kindness, you'll find that that will infuse your actions. If you take in the value of courage, you'll find that will infuse your actions. And usually 3 to 5 is a good number. You don't want any more than that because it's just too distracting and diverse. You need 3 to 5 core values. That's why they're called core, that are really important to you. It's amazing how powerful this can be in guiding you through life so that you can live into those values. So we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back and talk about this more, a bit more of our coaching session on life, on meaning, on purpose and on values, because it's so important. And really by taking this step, it's how we transform our life. It's not working from the outside in, it's working from the inside out. And it's a way of getting really connected to who we are. And if you've got kids, this is a fantastic place to start with them. You know, what's important to them? Now, naturally, values that are important to a child will develop and grow, obviously. But to get them even thinking at the age that they're at, usually you can start from about 8, 9, 10, something like that. A bit earlier than that can be a bit abstract. But it's an incredible way of sowing those seeds of living a life of meaning and purpose. So we'll be back after a break. We'll see you soon.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Thank you.
get empowered.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence with me, Sara Main. And today we're having a bit of a coaching session on life, values, meaning, and purpose. So if you've tuned into this show and you're looking for guidance on finding meaning and purpose in your life, you've come to the right place. I've been a transformational coach for many, many years, and also in my teaching work, this inevitably came up, not just with students, but with parents and certainly staff as well. So, you know, what's really important. We discussed that in our staff meetings in particular, because we wanted to give the very best to the students and give them tools to have a vision for their life and get that conversation started early, which you can. You know, kids can be remarkably clear, open and receptive, better than adults. Adults, we've got stuff to get out of the way first usually. So, before the break, we were talking about values, and in Sanskrit, the word values, there's two ways of looking at it. There's arka and there's mulya. Mulya means the root of something. Think of plants. And, of course, if a plant is flourishing, we don't even think about it, but, of course, the roots are strong and healthy. But if a plant isn't flourishing, well, then you've got to consider what the state of the roots are. Well, the same with us. If we haven't got the fundamentals right in ourselves, then, and the connection with ourselves, then it's very difficult to feel that we're thriving and we can be successful and we're on top of things. You need to get the fundamentals right. And that comes back to the values, what we value, what's important, and how we're living into them and enacting them in our life. And then the other word, arka, means honor. That which we honor and welcome into the home in our heart and give the very best of ourselves, just as we would an honored guest being welcomed into our home and we give them the very best. The same with the values. What have we welcomed into the home in our heart that resonates in our heart all the time? And those core values, and we give the very best of ourselves to those and we live into them in everything that we do. Sometimes that can be a bit unconscious, and it's better that we do this consciously, certainly as adults. We do this deliberately and intentionally, and then we can pass that on to our kids, and that's where it's really powerful, because then the kids become very aware and self-aware, and with the right example from adults around them and encouragement. There, you see children consciously practicing courage because they know about courage. They've had that conversation with you or with their teachers. They see courage in other people. They admire courage. They recognize it because it's within them and it's important to them. They've welcomed that as an honored guest into the home in their heart. It could be kindness is another value, love. patience, strength, freedom, integrity, truthfulness, honesty. Stillness could be a value. Being still. Joy and happiness can be a value as well. You know, we can take that as a value. Being happy is important. So they're all these things are for you to consider, and good coaching gets you thinking more and asking more questions and delving further into life and values and meaning and purpose. Because once you start turning the soil and getting the engine going within yourself and getting some energy around it, you'll find it takes on its own momentum and you're following it. And then it's really fantastic. It's really exciting. So we were talking about the core values, and I would, you know, completely endorse you sitting down with your journal or some paper or something and asking, so what are my core values? What's important to me? What do I value in life? And just feeling into that. Because the wisdom traditions see these values, which we think of as sort of intellectual concepts really, they actually see them as great powers, great energies, and they're often depicted as gods or goddesses. But we can just feel them as energies, if you like, and we have to actually consider what's important, what values do I resonate with, and then how can I enact them, how can I live into them, because you're doing it whether you know it or not. So make it conscious, make it deliberate. It will transform your life. So some other questions to consider are things like, what would I most like to change about my life? One thing, simply, what would I most like to change? And then just see, if you sit down and ask yourself that question, once you've considered what's important, your values, really getting into the resonance of those 3 to 5 core values, write them down, put them up, feel some excitement and love about them. Yes, they're important to me. I love those values. Not something, oh God, I've got to do. These are important to you. Then consider what would I most like to change about my life? There may not be anything. And that's fantastic. But otherwise you could say, maybe it's fitness, maybe it's health, maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's to learn something new. Maybe it's to do something new. Then you can start really taking action beyond just the habitual routine that we get into every day of just ordinary actions, actually infusing what we do with meaning and with purpose. So we're still doing the same things, but they're actually transformed into something far more meaningful. So just one question, like, what would I most like to change about my life? Here's another question which I really love, which is, am I a better person today than I was yesterday? And I've always loved challenging myself about that, because it has led me to always give my best and offer my best. And certainly when I was teaching, that was something I always wanted to know, that I'd given my absolute best to the students every day. And some days, you know, you didn't feel as well as other days. You might have been tired or got a bit of a cold or something, I don't know, or a bit stressed about something. But even despite that, giving your best that day, I just knew I needed to do that. So am I a better person today than I was yesterday? And that can mean all sorts of things to different people, and that's wonderful. But just addressing the question is so transformational. What could I do today that would help someone else? And that's a wonderful thing, because once we've addressed our values, it's then turning our attention out in service to others. What could I do today that could help someone else? Really starts thinking outside the box. Do I treat myself and others with love and respect? Do I treat myself and others with love and respect? Another very, very powerful question. And do I listen to my inner voice of wisdom, or am I swayed by the crowd, by what everyone else is doing? to my own inner voice of wisdom, because it's there. But sometimes we need to get quiet enough to hear it. And what would I do with my life if anything were possible? How about that one? So what do I need to let go of in order to move forward? And finally, how about this question? What's my next best step? What's my next best step? Because in order to transform your life and really live into greater meaning and purpose and live into your values, it's practical. So what's my next best step? And questions like this, starting to write them down, think about them, and then say, all right, what's my next best step with this? Because one of the questions will have lit up something. And then write that down, journal that down, consider it, reflect on it, and then say, okay, what's my next best step? What action do I need to take? And by taking a new and different action, you've already changed things up, and already there'll be greater meaning and purpose in what you're doing rather than just repeating the same old things. And the changes are coming from within you rather than being influenced from external things you may have seen or read. There's nothing wrong with any of the reading things and being inspired, but the change has to come from within first. And as a transformational coach, trust me, that's the one of the challenges as a coach, is to lead or guide the client to get in touch with what's important to them, and then things start really changing. So good luck with that. I can only encourage you to really stop and think, even 5 minutes a day, living a life of meaning and purpose, of values. What's important, so that you don't waste a moment of your precious life? And, you know, 5 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day, it's so powerful, because you're shifting your energy, you're shifting your consciousness by doing this. And that's where the changes really take place. So if you want to know more about conscious confidence and about me, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. That's consciousconfidence.com. There's links to buy my book. That's Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And it comes in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. There's tons of information about the work that I do and information on conscious confidence on my website. That's consciousconfidence.com. There's links to all my podcasts. There's links to magazine articles. There's my blog. And there's, you can also download a free alignment guide. That's two videos and some worksheets to do with designing your own alignment guide to get your body, mind, heart, and spirit in alignment, so that you can really take effective action and live your best life. I'm on social media, on Facebook and Instagram in particular. Go check me out there, follow me, drop me a line, drop me a question, drop me a comment. I'd love for you to get in touch and tell me how you see this. And I always like to finish with some Sanskrit, because I talk about Sanskrit a lot. So I've picked the perfect prayer, which is the opening to the Isha Upanishad. So this is some of the deepest and purest and most powerful wisdom there is. That is perfect. This is perfect. Perfect comes from perfect. Take perfect from perfect. The remainder is perfect. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Good luck, and we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmaine.com.